everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy scoping out. Forgive the distracting office space. I know I usually do this in my hearth room with the pretty painting behind me, so we don't have all the distractions. You're not trying to read my book spines and everything else going on in here, but I've got a French student with me this month, and I'm trying to, you know, make the space that everybody can sleep in when they want to sleep in, and so we might be here for the next couple of Wednesdays. I hope that's okay with you. So I am so glad you're here. Today we are talking about commitment. And really what we're talking about is recommitment, because we don't commit to do something once, we commit to do it again and again and again, because real life happens, because frustration kicks in, because burnout happens, and sometimes suck it up just doesn't get you through, at least not sustainably. Right? So we're going to talk about alternatives. But first, I want to find out how things went last week with you. If you were here last week and were learning about boundaries without being a doormat, or kindness without being a doormat, healthy boundaries, right? How did you set those last week? What did that look like for you? I haven't heard from anybody, so I'm hoping it went well. I got a chance to practice it myself. It was a really great opportunity. And we're going to follow up and talk about that today, except that this morning was the impetus for today's topic, because I myself woke up and went, oh my gosh, I've got a lot going on. Would anybody really even care if I did my scope today? I had to recommit, didn't I? And I thought, gosh, if I'm doing that, if I'm the one who teaches these tools, if I'm the one who talks about this stuff, I cannot be the only one wondering how to get through something when I'm a little tired, a little burnt out. So we switched topics. I do want to hear about you or from you about last week's topic. We're still going to talk about this today just because it struck me hard. So we have a couple of options, don't we, when that stuff kicks in. We're like, do I really want to do this? Now, I know I'm in a unique situation because I'm an entrepreneur. Technically, I'm my own boss, right? Technically, I could make my own rules. I could do whatever the hell I want to do, right? And having said that, I'm still committed to my clients. I'm still committed to this work. I'm still committed to bringing the tools and the exercises that help you deal with real life shit that comes up. And it comes up for all of us because the human experience is a universal one. We all go through frustrating times of burnout and all of that, right? So regardless of whether or not you're an entrepreneur is kind of irrelevant. There are going to be times when you don't want to go to work. There are going to be times when you don't want to do that one more family gathering on the weekend because you're burnt out. There are going to be times you don't want to cook dinner because you've had it, right? We can suck it up. We do it all the time. We just go, oh, okay, well, it's got to be done. It's got to be done, so I'll do it because who else is going to do it if I don't do it, right? I know that's one of my stories. Something I'm working on, I promise. And having said that, there's another option. And this is what I did this morning. I had that thought, would anybody even really care if I didn't do my scope? Even if somebody came to me and said, hey, Triffany, why weren't you on scoping out today? If I said, hey, you know, I've got somebody in from France who's going to be here. I've just been busy with the kids and summer, everybody go, yep, yep, okay, no problem. And they would let me take that break, right? No judgment. So I had that option. I really genuinely did. But instead of either just going, ugh, forget it, nobody cares. Remember, we build proof with our thoughts. If I had started that thought process, wouldn't it be easier for me to bail on these any damn time I pleased? Wouldn't it be easier for me to just to decide I'm only going to do it when I feel like it? You start that body of proof saying, yeah, I can get away with it. Yeah, I can slack off on my commitment. Well, then pretty soon I'm going, how committed am I to building this business? How committed am I to helping my clients? How committed am I to providing the work that I feel like I'm meant to bring to the world? If I can slough it off once, I'll slough it off again. So option two was go, okay, suck it up. Right? Just with the attitude of, ugh, whether people care, this is what you promised to do, go do it. I've done that before too. But then what begins to happen is even though this is the work that I'm passionate about, even though I choose this work, and look, even if it's a job you don't like, you choose to go because you choose to pay your mortgage. You choose to have a roof over your head, right? So even if it's not your your biggest passion that's burning you out, like in this case, was my option today. Even if it's not that, you make a choice every day because it's something bigger, something that you want to hold on to. Maybe you like driving a car that runs and being able to pay for that. Maybe you like having food on your table, in which case you've chosen to pay for those things through the thing that's burning you out, right? So yes, we can suck it up, but if we just go, ugh, just do it. This is adulthood. I got another day, another dollar, right? If this is what we do to ourselves, remember, we're creating a body of proof in our head, remember? So what we begin to do is create a body of proof that what we need doesn't matter, that what we want doesn't matter, that we just suck it up and adulthood sucks and you do what you don't like to do and that's just it. So deal with it, right? You're going to start resenting your job. And you're going to start resenting cooking meals for your family. And you're going to start resenting that yard work. You're going to start resenting the very gifts that you have in your life with suck it up, right? So that's not sustainable. And granted, there are times that's the choice because it's quick, it's down, it's dirty, it's just get it done, right? So what's that third option? And the third option is what we're talking about today. That third option is checking in. Remember, I said these are things you've chosen. So what I did this morning when I went, is anybody even going to really miss me if I don't do my scope today? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I don't do this because I know that people are counting on me for it. I do this because someday somebody might stumble across a solution to a problem that they never thought of before, or that they needed to hear again in a different way. I do this for something greater than myself. I do this for something on the offhand chance that in this internet that lasts forever, that someday somebody might need this. And then I get to be the person who connected with that other energy body out there somewhere, right? I get to be part of that gift. That's why I do it. So my big dream is to do this in bigger and better ways over and over again. I actually ultimately see myself with maybe a talk show or an international speaking circuit or something like that. I don't know what it's going to look like. But I know it's bigger than me because it's that purpose, right? So I checked in and I said, what do I want to do? I checked in with myself and I looked inside of myself and I said, what is it I really want? Do I really want a break? Because if I want a break, I'm going to take it, right? We've had those discussions, yes? It is very important to have a break when you need a break. But I checked in and I'm like, no, actually, you slept great. Your workouts have been good. You've got lots of energy. So the block is really just, in the case of this morning, kind of lazy. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. No judgment. But when I started to check in and go forward, and I started to check in with my vision for myself and the service that I bring to the world, it actually felt really good. That felt really good to know that today I could have one more video out there that might solve a problem for somebody, especially because it's a problem I myself face, right? Especially because of that. Suddenly I wanted to do it again. There was no suck it up. There was no resentment. There was no trying to fight myself. Oh, well, you know, it's a struggle. That's what I struggle against. No, there's none of that. You check in with yourself. You find that bigger vision. So for you, if it's a soul-sucking job that you're trying to suck it up to get to, right? Check in with your larger vision. What do I really want to do? What problems am I really trying to solve? Maybe right now the problem you're really trying to solve is simply a paycheck. That's okay. If that's the problem you're trying to solve, imagine what that feels like to have that solved. Maybe it's a promotion. Maybe it's respect. Maybe it's a job change, right? So what would that look like different? If you recommitted to your day with the idea and the vision of now, this is one step closer to a job change. Maybe you're getting some training at work. Maybe you have a networking meeting. Maybe you're meeting some big guns that you know for sure are buying out a different company and you want to talk about some opportunities. I don't know. It's different for everybody, but the idea is that you check in. The idea is that you go inward, find that bigger thing, and then see how it feels to do the smaller thing. Do you see how that's a little different? It's not suck it up. And it's not, you know, if there, like I said, if there's a need for a break, take a break. But neither is it the whole, screw it, right? It comes from a completely different feeling space. It comes from a completely different energy. It's one that is sustainable and will fuel you to keep moving forward, not because you have to, not because of obligation, but because you're called to something bigger than you. Yes? Okay. So that's what I have for today. If you are a Conscious Transitions student, come today to office hours, right? Those first and third Wednesdays of every month at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Come again next week, please, and thank you to the scoping out. Your homework is to, next time you feel like you have to suck it up to get through something, is to do a check-in. And I want you to let me know how it goes. Come next week and let me know how it goes. Go to my blog and let me know how it goes. Go to my YouTube channel and let me know how it goes. But keep me posted on what it means to you to check in and find that higher thing. And when you get stuck, send me a question at the inside, or TriffanyHammond.com/theinsidescope. Send me your question where you get stuck and we'll deal with it on The Inside Scope, which is every third Thursday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So that's it for today. I hope you guys are out there creating a wonderful week, and I'll see you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.